Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:56 p.m. That is Pacific Summer Time, and today is June 15th. And this was, in many respects, the Bank of England's day. They got to have their say, and what we have seen is that there has been a response in terms of what's happened in the bond market, because the Bank of England is looking to run inflation hot. They have so far demurred from doing is raising interest rates, despite the fact that inflation is coming in ahead of their target. And what we can see here with the gilt yield is that there is a rivetingly consistent progression of lower rally highs since the beginning of 2014 that would really need to be broken. And what that would mean is that it needs to at least sustain a move above the trend mean, and then most particularly to sustain a move. Let me pull that over a little bit above 1.5%. It's currently just a tad above one. There is the prospect that the Bank of England will raise rates at some point, but they're going to delay that decision for as long as possible. The UK, or at least with so much uncertainty with regard to the political backdrop, to the Brexit negotiations, the likelihood of the Bank of England raising rates in an aggressive manner, if at all, is really quite remote. And that would suggest that there might be some continued downward pressure on yields, but that it's going to be choppy, and that if inflation continues to rise, then that is going to have a knock-on effect for policy. They may have no other choice than to raise interest rates, and most particularly if that has a deleterious effect on the pound. But so far, the pound has really been quite steady, despite the fact that you've had this upset in terms of the election. It did pull back quite sharply last Friday, but it hasn't gone anywhere since. And that is despite the fact that the Fed is beginning to talk about reducing the size of its balance sheet. Because the Bank of England has got this inflation problem, and in fairness, nowhere else seems to have an inflation problem, then the pound is probably the one currency that may be able to hold its own against the dollar, because it's probably closer to having to raise interest rates than just about anywhere else. On the other hand, the Eurozone is unlikely, excuse me, not typing particularly effectively, is unlikely to raise rates anytime soon, and that is being reflected in the euro. The euro is down now below 1.12, and it is pressuring the progression of higher reaction lows in evidence since the beginning of the year, when and that was a substantial tail on the candle yesterday and a failed break on the upside. When we look at the dollar index, we get the same picture the other way around, and there is evidence, at least, of short-term support. But of course, this has been trending lower for 6 months, and 2 days on the upside are not yet enough to confirm more than short-term support in this area. But at the very least, we can probably expect a process of mean reversion for the dollar, and potentially this is more than that. But it may be a little bit too early to make that conclusion just yet. The gold price has pulled back in sympathy with the dollar's rally, and it is down almost $50 from its peak last week. When we look at this chart, there are two things stick out. It's exactly what I was saying yesterday, is that it hasn't been particularly effective at holding breakouts, and every time it has pulled back, it's put in a high reaction low. It is currently pulling back, and that was quite a significant up tail on the candle yesterday. The likelihood is that we are going to get another test of that progression of higher reaction lows, which should set up a buying opportunity for those that are that way inclined. I still have my long in platinum, and it's not looking like a particularly smart move to continue to hold on to that. But considering it was up yesterday, I didn't have the appetite to close it out, and it is back in negative territory today. That $900 area really does need to hold, and there is a downward bias, particularly since the beginning of March, that needs to be broken in order to confirm a return to demand dominance. Today as well, what we also saw was that the South African administration, in a rather populist move, has introduced another mining directive to hand additional powers to the black majority, and that has, I think, already been priced into the stock market over the last couple of weeks, suggesting that people were rather anticipating it, or that it was had already been leaked. The South African oil share has been pulling back for 3 weeks already. This is, of course, the nominal price, and it has been really very range bound, and there's clear resistance around the 55,000 level. But the South African rand has been among the strongest currencies in the world over the last year, and it has rallied by about a third. So now the big question is it going to be able to rally any further? It is looking like the dollar is in the process of putting in its first higher reaction low in quite some time. So additional upside follow through would at least challenge that downward bias since the middle of April, and a sustained move above 14 would then challenge the medium term downtrend, considering that we are potentially back in a dollar, or I guess a period of time for dollar bullishness. Then that has to ask some questions about some of the markets that have been doing particularly well as a result of the strength of their respective currencies, and not least in the Asian region. For example, the Nifty index has been garnering a lot of international support because of the strength of the currency, and the Nifty has so far been confined to a relatively similar sized reaction. But the rupee was a bit weaker in here today, up about a quarter of a rupee, and it has certainly paused around that 64 area. I think that if the rupee continues, the dollar shown on this chart, if the dollar continues to rally and sustains a move above 65, then that could represent a headwind for the stock market, and we might be in for a process of mean reversion there. I think it's a pretty similar story for markets like Indonesia, which had really surged to new highs and have really paused over the last few weeks, that we could be in for some additional pause and consolidation in the region of their peaks. And because the euro has been firm and the economy has been doing better, a number of those European markets have been really quite steady, but they did pull back in here today, and the DAX was down almost 1%. But it was off its low, and that was in sympathy with the rally off the low that we saw on the Nasdaq 100, where it was down around 1% in early trading and has finished down on the day 26, but well off its low. And really downside follow through on the decline yesterday, and a break to new reaction lows would be required to signal that this is turning into a somewhat deeper reaction and consolidation. So far, the pullback has been not quite as large, but not that much different from the pullback that we saw back in October and early November. So even within the context of the reality that it is overbought relative to the trend mean, the chances are that this continues to represent a rotation. And not least because indices like the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones have been continued to be really quite firm. In fact, the Dow Jones was at a new high today, and that is really stacked full of the types of companies. Excuse me, it was not at a new high today. It was pretty close to a new high today. Excuse me. It's stacked full of those types of companies that have been able to raise their dividends consistently. So that is, I think, contributing to the view that this is more likely to be a rotation. And news headlines today suggesting that the Trump administration is trying to improve on its record of actually getting through some of the election campaign promises and deregulating the banking sector. The banks do need to to hold this 280 level. They've been largely range-bound following that explosive breakout in November. They would benefit from deregulation, not least in freeing up some of the additional capital that they've had to hold as a result of all the additional regulations that have come in after the credit crisis. But when we look at the medium-term chart, this looks like a consolidation following a major breakout, and a sustained move below the trend mean would be required to question that this isn't simply a consolidation in the context of a medium-term bull market environment. And of course, if the dollar was strong, then a number of commodities were weak, but perhaps not as weak as one might have expected. So, Brent crude really did most of its decline yesterday and was only in mildly negative territory today. It is right in the region of its May low, and it is oversold in the short term. So, in fact, if we were to strip out the influence of the currency, then I think it is getting increasingly likely that it is coming close to an area where it could bounce. And we know what that looks like. If we look back at the left-hand side of the chart, we can see clear upper dynamics following really quite steep declines, particularly in October. I was a bit trigger happy yesterday when I sold my rough rice, and it was up in really rather robust fashion in here today. So that would suggest that commodities, to a certain extent, are still being traded on their individual characteristics. And copper prices, which had been weak in early trading, were well off their low in here today. So, and that is despite the fact that the dollar has been really quite firm. So, I think when we think about what the outlook is for commodities, it really isn't all about the dollar, but there is the additional fact that we do have a period of synchronized global economic expansion, and that is quite positive for the commodity complex, whereas the strength of the dollar is a short-term headwind, at least for the moment. And certainly it makes it more difficult for commodities to rally, but increasing demand could be could really trump the concerns with regard to the dollar. And I think it is also worth looking at the renminbi, which was weaker in here today. It has been a particularly inert environment, but the question then is whether this is weaker against a strengthening dollar, that it is perhaps that they are now pegging the currency to the dollar. And the A-share index was pretty much unchanged in here today. And this continues, to me at least, to look like a largely manufactured ranging environment, because the last thing they want is stock market volatility. And the Australian market, having looked really quite positive over the last couple of days, was weaker in here today. And this area here, around the region of the trend mean, does need to hold. It has been a very choppy environment for the ASX 200 over the last couple of years, and if it is going to be a benign environment, then that inconsistent, choppy, rangy trading environment should give way to a more consistent advance, and that would suggest that you have a greater imbalance between supply and demand, and it would make it easier to make money. And if that is going to happen, then it will have to hold the region of the trend mean. So, when we take a step back, I think that we have entered a period of pause and consolidation at a minimum for stock markets, particularly those that have become really quite overextended relative to their trend means. Even shares that have done that have got these long records of achieving higher dividends, like McDonald's, are really quite overextended relative to their trend means, and the potential for at least a pause and a consolidation in this area, I think, is the most likely scenario following what has been a spectacular advance over the last few months. And indeed, that would be healthier, that if we get a pause in consolidation, which allows some of that overbought condition to be unwound, that would be considerably healthier than an acceleration from here, because if markets do not consolidate and simply accelerate higher from here, well, that would be an acceleration of what is already a medium-term uptrend that has been going on for almost 8 years. So then if it accelerates that point, well, we're heading into a significant peak for the market. It would be much better if the market pulls back and consolidates, unwinds the overbought condition, so that this relatively consistent period of advances could continue. So we are at that juncture right now. And what the Fed does and how they can successfully reduce the size of their balance sheet and refinance just what is an incredible amount of debt next year and the year after really do remain very large open questions. So this is really a time to be quite cautious and to monitor the consistency of these trends. And I think with that, I will leave it for today and wish all the best to all of you.